Hi there, everyone. I have something very special video for next week, so stay tuned for that. The challenge this week, as usual, is fairly thick. This week it is this. Am I fully committed to God in the community or the journey that God has set me on? Or is part of me struggling, even heading in the other direction, trusting the world to make sense out of my life for me? You know, this is one of my favorite stories in 2 Chronicles 16. Actually, it's just is my nugget verse. And here it is. The eyes of the Lord, and this is 2 Chronicles 16:9. The eyes of the Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. Now, I know that word fully can be scary at times, but it has this incredible, exciting undercurrent to it. Plans that are greater than you and me that we could ever imagine putting together and executing. And it's these plans that do strengthen and bring our faith alive. So here's the challenge, and I'll tell you a little bit about the story, and then we'll do this real quick today. Are you feeling fully committed, or not feeling, but are you fully committed, or are you just part-time with God's plan for you? If you are part-time, to whom, to what group are you aligning your life with that just doesn't make much sense in God's plan or toward any of the purpose that He has on you? So let me encourage you really up front here. His eyes are on you to strengthen you. So I hope that helps. So 2 Chronicles 16 is about King Asa and his long reign and relationship with God. And in the beginning, he really leaned on Him and depended on Him for victory, and he got that. But then toward the end and over his lifetime, he really relied on what he had done for God, what God had asked him to do, as justifying what he should be getting for the rest of his life. So he basically aligns himself with the wrong people and the wrong men instead of God. And so we pick it up at verse 7, 2 Chronicles 16, 7. Let's see, where is it at? At that time, Hanani the seer came to King Asa. So a seer or a prophet came to King Asa and told him, "Because you put your trust in the king of Aram instead of the Lord your God, you missed your chance to destroy the army of the king of Aram. Don't you remember what happened to the Ethiopians and Libyans and their vast army? Anything that would be against you, right? With all their chariots and charioteers." I guess that's how you say that. "At the time you relied on the Lord, and He handed them over to you." Verse 9. "The eyes of the Lord search the whole of the earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to you, to Him." Asa would end up dying a pretty sick death. Others came to him, and they saw his weakness, and they came after him, and he relied on the world, and he died this death that was not pretty. And you really have to read all of it in the history of their relationship and changing relationship over time. But let me just ask again, are you fully committed to God, or just a part-time committed person with God and His plan for you? In other words, is that journey that you're on with God, is it a full commitment, or are there parts of it, arms of it, where you just aren't willing to give it all to Him, or you're saying you want to align your life with areas that don't really make a whole lot of sense to God's plan or purpose for you? And I just want to be blunt. Let's get straight to it. Asa began to rely on what he used to be, where he used to be fully obedient in his life. Now listen, we operate as God's children under His inherited blessings. So in other words, Asa totally misunderstood God's grace. And I don't know a bigger issue or trap people fall into these days, that we get into this place in our lives and God has to kind of pull the curtain back and say, "Hey, look what I've been doing." And there's just so much good in God in it that you can't even begin to claim it. as your work, right? Most of us have been there. Friends, this is God's way of sort of reconditioning us many times, strengthening us to His unbelievable and certainly undeserved grace. So if you found yourself on the road that Asa is on, the road that, well, God, I've done this, so I should be getting this back in return, then your heart has begun to begin building some plaque around it. The challenge is this week is to genuinely go to God, then to a friend that knows you well and will be completely honest with you like this seer, and see if you can get confirmation where you might be just partly committed and missing out on the inherited blessings. I'd be willing to say that if you have that place or people that's part-time, that should be full-time, then you're relying on something you did in the past rather than what God is doing now and in the future. Never forget, His eyes are on us to strengthen us. We are His children. He's freely offered and given us access to, through Christ, all of the inheritances now of all the royalties and riches of a king. And He wants the very best for His children. Please find out if you're fully committed. Do that. And where you're only part-time, become full-time. And wait on God to pull the curtain back for you. God bless.